Australia has a new prime minister, and we'll talk about this.
Lactating in a corporate environment can be really challenging.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Australia's Treasurer, Scott Morrison, has just been sworn in as Prime Minister this morning after a bruising leadership contest led to the ouster of Malcolm Turnbull. The BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney has more.
Scott Morrison is seen in government circles as a steady hand. And of course, at this time, the centre-right coalition government needs someone just like that. He is a former immigration minister. He was once in charge of the social services portfolio, more recently in charge of the Treasury. So he has been a key economic manager for the Australian government. And it's that sort of attention to detail, I think, that his allies will now be looking for to steady the ship, given that we've seen probably one of the most destructive weeks of party infighting in recent political history in Australia.
Phil Mercer, now President Trump has ignited controversy in South Africa this week after tweeting that he's asked his administration to look into land seizures and the murder of white farmers. The legacy of racial apartheid means 72% of farms are owned by whites, even though they're 9% of the population. The BBC's South Africa business reporter Vumani Mkhize has more.
It was really quite unexpected because he's not even mentioned Africa once since he became president. And they felt that he is basically deflecting from his own current problems in America regarding wholesale seizures of white-owned farms. That is not happening. The ANC-led government states that they will undergo a parliamentary process where they will try and amend the constitution. So no land seizures have taken place and no murders of white farmers has taken place. Current statistics released by the South African Police Service stated that farm murders are actually at the lowest level in 20 years.
Now, there's clearly a moral dimension to land reform, but what about the potential economic impact? Is the South African government worried about this US intervention?
I think they are worried. If you think of the impact that Donald Trump's tweet had on the economy, the rand, which is our currency, fell by 1.6% yesterday. And of course, this is creating a lot of investor concern around the security of tenure and property rights in South Africa. And if you look at the South African economy in general, it's been sluggish, particularly over the past decade, due to our former president, Jacob Zuma's corruption and maladministration. We've got rampant unemployment, which is at about 30%, and there's massive inequality in South Africa between blacks and whites. And we've also got a land bank, which is essentially the main bank that farmers use in this country for their mortgages to finance their projects and loan equipment. They've also warned that there could be a domino effect of defaults amounting to $2.8 billion as a result of expropriation without compensation. So all of these issues are coming to the fore and are creating a bit of concern for the economy in general.
Vumani Mkhize, let's do the numbers. The South African rand is down nearly 0.5% today, adding to yesterday's losses. Meanwhile, investors await a key speech from the Fed Reserve Chief Jay Powell at Jackson Hole, the annual gathering of global central bankers. And this is as President Trump remains a vocal critic of the Fed's rate rises. Goldman Sachs has become the first company in the UK to offer its female workers a breast milk courier service. In the US, many companies already do. Kate Torgerson owns MilkStork.com. She started it after a business trip away from her breastfeeding twins, which required pumping a gallon a day. Here's how it works.
The cooler kits are pharmaceutical-grade coolers that provide a minimum of 72 hours of refrigeration, and they're just push-button activated and don't use any dry ice. The kits come with everything she needs to pack up her milk. They come with breast milk storage bags, shipping seals to seal the box, and they come with a FedEx Priority overnight label that's already on the box and ready to go. So really, all she needs to do is drop her cooler at the front desk, and it overnights home.
Give me a sense of the kinds of clients you have. I mean, women working in what kind of sectors? Just CEOs?
We have a variety of women that we're supporting. In fact, we've supported over 10,000 women since we launched. Some of the major industries are consulting, pharmaceutical and medical companies that have large sales forces. We have a lot of clients in law. Law firms are competing for female talent. And then tech is another big place that we support a lot of companies.
Do you make pitches to company CEOs in terms of, you know, offer your female workforce this service?
When we first launched Milk Stork back in 2015, moms started using the service themselves. And rightfully began asking their companies to reimburse them or support them with Milk Stork. We've really benefited from a strong pipeline of companies who want to bring this service to their moms. And usually there's already an understanding within the company that this is an important benefit. We're now supporting about 130 companies, and I would say about 20% of those are Fortune 500 or global Fortune 500 companies.
We know that there are more men named John in boardrooms than women. Have there been any awkward moments where you found yourself pitching to a male CEO?
I do, on occasion have to do some breastfeeding 101. I have been asked, well, why don't you just stop pumping while you're on your business trip? I actually really welcome those moments because I think it's an opportunity to really shine a light on some of the challenges that working moms face when they return to the office. And in this case, lactating in a corporate environment can be really challenging. And if it's been something that's largely invisible to people who haven't breastfed, usually I think I walk away from those calls and they walk away from those calls having a greater understanding of what working moms have to deal with.
That's Kate Torgerson, founder of MilkStork.com. Meanwhile, an Argentinian police officer has been promoted after breastfeeding a neglected baby. And finally, LOL. It's being reported that Procter & Gamble has applied to trademark tech speech. WTF? In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.